This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com. It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
With the end of the baseball season brings the off season. Last year, it was Yamamoto, and there was no blood drawn. This year, it is one Juan Soto. We were on this train early on, BT. It is going. It's not just a Mets versus Yankee thing, but
yep.
We talked about, you know, the chances Yankees traded him or traded for him and brought him in here, and maybe thought that that would give them a leg up. Not only that, but more importantly, try to go win a World Series. Well, now we know the result. It was always, well, what if they win? What if they don't? Does it mean more? Well, the Yankees didn't win the World Series with Juan Soto, and now he's a free agent. And he couldn't have made that more clear in the post game last night. Let's listen to Juan Soto when asked about if maybe the Yankees, you know, being the success that they had this year, getting the World Series, all the fun, the roll calls, all that stuff, maybe they have an advantage over the other teams in free agency.
I feel like every team has the same opportunities when I'm going to the free agency. I don't want to say anybody has any advantage, because at the end of the day, we're going to look what they have and how much they want me.
Okay, and what about the Mets, Juan?
I don't know what's the teams that want to come after me, but definitely I'll be open to this and every single team. I don't have any doors closed or anything like that, so I'm going to be available for all 30 teams.
Now, the part of, like, there's two ways to dissect those sound bites, BT, and I look forward to doing that here with you. I saw them last night. I was actually in shock. I gave it a lot of thought. Obviously, knew we would discuss it today. The first way is, okay, well, he's got an agent who's told him you can't rule anybody out.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't ever want to say, well, you're favoring the Yankees. Like, make it clear you're not going to favor the Yankees, so you don't want to give them a thought that they'd have an advantage. The other thing is, your team just lost Game 5 of the World Series in excruciating fashion. And that is how you answer those questions?
Yeah, I had the same thing. Not, you know, I get it because he was asked about it, you know, so I think there's a better way to shut it down and just kind of keep it moving and keep it on the team and also understand and plant that seed that I'm open for business and it's just basically happening now. But, hey, guys, listen, we just lost a really tough one. I've had a great year this year and, you know, we'll see what happens, but we just lost the World Series. I'm going to need a little bit of time to unpack this, and there's time for business. That's how you answer that question.
But
he was asked it, so I give him a little. It's like he brought it up, like, preemptively. Like, but you could have disarmed it better.
He talked about it for 15
minutes.
I'm not going
to crush
him.
I know, but I'm not going to crush him. Well, you it bothers you that much? And it's my team impacted, that lost. I get it, but...
It doesn't bother me, but it's telling. And it confirms, at least in my mind, everything that I felt and believed about Soto all along. Like, he didn't once say, or at least I didn't hear, maybe he did say, I'm trying to think if he said something about the fans. I know he said it was fun with Judge, and we had great this year, and, you know, I'll take that with me at my next step. Like, to me, there was a clear divide. And it reminded me, I don't know if you remember this, I think it was the 2019 World Series when Cole was about to be a free agent. After they just lost.
I remember that. In his locker. In the locker room. Took the hat off.
Correct. He was wearing some hat that was like some company hat. I forget what it was.
I remember that, yeah.
But to me, it was like, whoa. That was a pretty abrupt ending saying that I'm not going to be here longer. I'm a free agent now. And he didn't maybe say it the same way that Soto did, but that there was a clear disconnect from what Soto did with the Yankees to where he was last night after they lost, now being a free agent, and can't wait to see where all the offers come in. Doesn't mean he's not going to be a Yankee, but it confirms that he doesn't give a crap about that. He wants the most money.
And I don't blame him. You know, the thing about Cole, the one difference, and it's a big one in terms of that emotion, Cole knew it. Listen, we all saw the picture of him, you know,
he wanted to be a Yankee,
so he knew where he was going. So, you know, he was already, you know, out the door with that interview where I genuinely think that Soto doesn't really know where he's going, and I think he's open to everything except, I don't mean the Pirates or the Rays or teams that just can't financially have the revenue.
Right, he would be if they could afford him.
He would be. So I look at Juan Soto. I'll tell you where I'm at, all right, as a Yankees fan, and the fact that his last game of the season was in a Yankee uniform. While he is no longer a Yankee, he was a Yankee this year. I've watched him. We've all watched him play quite a bit. Met fans more watching him in the National League all those years, whatever. But I think that you could take the best jump shooter, Steph Curry, best putter, I don't know, Tiger, Phil, some others, some older names, Sam Snead, whatever. To me, he has the best approach in the batter's box that I've ever seen. It is so incredibly impressive. He gives nothing away. He stresses the pitcher more than anybody else in terms of working harder, which helps the guys behind him. I would love for Juan Soto to stay. I really would. There's another way to build out this team. I don't need Juan Soto to stay with the Yankees. I really want him to, and I'm very, very, it's tantalizing to watch that duo do whatever damage they're going to do if they stay together for the next 5 years or however many more years Aaron's still in his prime. Like, that is appealing, and I want him to stay. But, like, during the summer when this would come up and we'd mess around, I'm like, man, I can't imagine the Yankees without Soto. Watching them play this series, and even certain spurts with the Royals and the Guardians, it has now fully hit me that they are so far away from being a disciplined, cohesive, well-built team that there is another way to attack it. And now I wish I'd trust Cashman more to actually attack it the right way, but that part of my brain has changed. I want Soto. I don't need Soto.
Yeah, I think
that's where I'm at.
I think you just nailed it. I think the Yankees are, and there's two perspectives here with one player. From the Yankee perspective, I get why fans love him and want him back. They need to build a team. And I don't know how you... Now, if you're telling me that Hal's going to say, all right, we'll give you $700 million to keep you here, and then on top of that, build out the team...
That's not happening.
Okay, you wouldn't think it is because of the money that they already have committed. They're going to need to bring Cole back.
Yep.
Cole, Rodon, Judge, Stanton, eventually paying some of the younger guys. Like, how are you going to pay Soto 13 years, $700 million, whatever it may be, and have all that other stuff in play? I don't know. I'm not a, you know... The finance guy, I can only go based on how Hal has operated and what he said about the luxury tax and all that stuff. I don't think you can. I think if you go all in on Soto, that's basically what you're looking at. Soto, this same iteration, similar maybe minor tweaks of what you just saw with this Yankee team, which I don't think is good enough. So I think the Yankees would actually be better off spending that money elsewhere and not having Soto. Judge is their star. They have others still. Soto, you can't justify paying him that much money. Whereas the Mets, while it's still the same player, they desperately need a star, a young star in the prime of his career. They've needed it for a long time. They have the resources. The money is not as bad as it was, obviously, coming off the books. They're not in the luxury tax, Steve Cohen penalty, you know, threshold. They've got to get him. So and it's not Mets versus Yankee thing. I'm trying to separate the two.
Yep.
Now, you can make a case that the Mets could build a team, sure, without Soto, but they're lacking. Lindor's a star, yes, but not like Soto. Mm-hmm. They're lacking. Look at the other teams and what you were seeing with the Dodgers where you have the top of the order with Ohtani, Betts, Freeman. Look at the Yankees, how they had it built with that combination of Soto, Judge, Stanton. You need, the Mets just don't have that. They have Lindor, Vientos, yes. Nothing else after that. Alonso's not that guy. Soto, to me, could be a potential missing piece. Oh, and by the way, they can move him to DH when need be. He's the perfect fit from a Mets perspective.
I agree. He's what the Mets need. So what I think complicates, because you said something interesting before, like if Hal says, hey, we'll give whatever the 650, so whatever the number is, right, with Soto, and still do some stuff. Well, I mean, then we're all ears. 100%. That's a no-brainer.
If it's not going to prevent you from building out the team the way that you would,
yep,
then I'm fine with that. But then also, BT, like, think about it logistically. Where's Soto playing? Where's Judge playing? Where's Stanton playing? What are you doing with them? Like,
well, that's where I'm going. I think, and I said this to you during the break, we didn't talk much about it. We wanted to save it for the air. But the thing that complicates the evaluation of the Yankees with or without Soto, but certainly more specifically without Soto, like, all right, Volpe 2.0, the Grand Slam was great. You know, that bullet down the line last night was great. We don't really know what he is, all right? We could talk about Dominguez forever. We've seen him play eight games last year, did nothing this year, and suddenly you can't catch a pop-up. The Yankees
couldn't beat out Verdugo.
Verdugo, yep. The Yankees, to me, now, there's also the benefit of having Luke Weaver as your closer making $2.5 million next year, which is what he'll make. But if the other guys, like if Volpe's really the guy and Wells is really the guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And you put Chaz over it, Jazz over it. So we've called him every single day, basically, but his own. Jazz at second base. I would say, all right, here's what I would do. Rizzo, gone. I'm not picking up your option. You're out. And if I let Soto walk, or he decides to walk, I'm going to probably get Bregman for third.
Yeah.
I'm going to put Jazz at second. I'm going to go Volpe at short. I'm going to figure out first base, whatever.
Judge at first or no?
I would do it. I don't think they'll do it.
Okay.
I would,
if Soto walks, Judge in right.
Yeah, 100%. Right. And then you've got either Dominguez and or Spencer, we'll see. Right. But yeah, Dominguez, there's a...
Need a real center fielder probably. Dominguez is going to be that. I mean, who knows at this point, but...
I just think, you know, it was on full display. The Yankees had a surgeon dig into the batter's box basically every night for them this year. And even, you know, with the 94 wins and the American League championship and getting to the World Series and all the things he did in the World Series and the previous series and the one before that, we watch them play every night and we say there are more things wrong with them than there are right.
Right. Membership.
And I don't know how you fix those things if you give them $650 million, unless Hal's saying, I'm good to spend everything, which I don't think is happening.
Bingo. This is not just a bad series. This has been going on for years. And if you look at just this year, from June on, they were a team that was right around 500. That can't happen when you're paying all that money to superstars like Soto and Judge, not to mention Cole, Rodon, Stan, whatever. Like, you can't be a team that's around 500 and just expect that it's going to get significantly better unless you change the way that you built the team. How do you do that if you're investing $600-700 million in one player that you already saw? Like, this is not for the Mets, it'd be a new addition to see if it could get them over the hump. Now, maybe it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe that's the wrong move. But what the Mets did so well, building a team without, you know, that mega star and that big-time contract, maybe it goes the other way. I still feel like they need to take that chance, and we'll see. But it would be adding to the team. The Yankees, it's bringing back the player that you saw already how this worked out with this group, and it wasn't enough. End of story.
Yeah, but that's why the growth and maturity of the other players is so imperative to this conversation, because, you know.
But how many times are we going to say the same thing?
Well, I wish I had some more answers. That's what complicates this offseason. Now, what better not happen? And he, honestly, the player that I'm going to mention, he could be on the Padres, he could be on the Rays, he could be on the Brewers, he almost was. He could be on any other team than the one that he's currently, or at least this past season, was on, and the seasons before that. If the Yankees lose Soto, and they could, and I'd be kind of okay with it depending upon what they do, as I just said, and their big answer is Alonso at first base, I'm going to lose my mind. Because if they go from, you know, this iteration, and we love Stanton, and he's amazing in October, but let's face it, he's going to miss 40 games next year. He can't run. We're going to have no... I see you. We're going to have no positional defensive versatility. And now you bring in a 30-year-old right-handed, slow-hitting, average-fielding first baseman who suddenly hits 230. That ain't the move.
You know, it's funny because I thought you were going to say Glaber there.
Oh, Glaber's gone.
Right. Okay, I'm just
making it. Well, there's no way I would bring Glaber Torres back.
And I'm with you.
No way.
I would not, if I'm the Yankees, I would not bring in Alonso either. That doesn't make... I'm not even buying that report. I don't think they need a first baseman. Sense. Yeah, I know, but that's not the first baseman you're going to invest
in. Oh, for sure. I mean, I prefer, Christian Wall. I mean, there's other guys, but...
I'd rather even just move Judge. If you're going to do that, just get it over with and try to build this team out to where it could be sustainable. Okay, well, this is our team. Like, their core has changed here over the course of, you know, since 2017, right? It's been the Baby Bombers.
Oh, my God,
We've seen it evolve a little bit, but I think it needs to evolve again. And keeping Soto sounds great. It's exciting for the fans. They love him. And I understand why you love him. The guy's a great player.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's best for them to build out the team.
My question to you is, so I gave you a quick option, and I don't want Alonso. But, you know, I could see Jazz going back to his natural. There's no way they can resign Torres. Torres gone. Put Jazz at second. Volpe at short. Get Bregman, which is, I wish he was younger. But Bregman, obviously, is
you know what I like? Willie Adames.
Well, you said that.
Yeah,
I
want him for the Mets, so why would not? I think he'd be a great fit for the Yankees, too. He's got some... guts.
He's got juice. Yeah, he can play. That's what I was going to ask you. Like, so if the Yankees don't either elect to not go as high as required, or they go and he just chooses somebody else, and Soto leaves. Like, I gave you a path or two for the Yankees without Soto. If the Mets don't go get Soto, what do you do?
Yeah, I think that would be a problem because they need the star, and we've been talking about it for 2 years.
Yeah.
And it's played out where the Mets sat back and didn't get aggressive. They didn't get aggressive to go make the trade for Juan Soto. They sat back and watched the Yankees participate in the World Series after their hearts were broken by those same Dodgers teams. But now it's the offseason. And now it's time for the King to pounce. Superstar to compliment your tough, gritty team. The OMG Mets, the Grimace Mets, they're lacking a star. One has just become available. A great one! In the name of Juan Soto, will King Cohen BT deliver Juan Soto? That will be the question. He cannot be referred to as a king if you do not go and deliver. Juan Soto's got to be there. I know it's tough because it is the Met-Yankee dynamic, which makes it fun with you and I, whatever. Yeah,
but I even separate that.
I'm going to try to separate it, too. If we're going to forget the Yankee, we gave the Yankee perspective on it. And again, we're fine with the Yankees bringing back Soto if it means that Hal is going to be willing to go the extra 10 miles then on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think it will, which is why I think they might be better off without Soto. The Mets cannot come up empty-handed here. There's too many times where it's been the same thing. They need a big-time star. He's available. He's young. This is the one. If he is going to be a king, I don't care how much. Get it Done. King Cullen's on the clock.
It's ticking. It was always going to come to this for this show, for this city, for these teams. You know, the crazy thing, too, because I give you a future with the Yankees without Soto. The future for me with Soto for the Mets.
Yeah.
With, not without. With. Right. If it comes to that. Like, to me, there's so many variables that even if Soto is delivered to Queens, I don't really know that I love the roster. Like, who's playing second? Who's playing Soto will play, right.
Right.
Who's playing center? Who's playing left? I know the answer's Nimmo,
well,
but
they
is
have
that
a
really
lot of
the
work.
Answer?
They have a lot
they
of work.
They got a lot of work. Who's Alvarez? Is Manaea going to be back? If he is he really an ace? Where's Senga? Is Severino back? Like, you guys, I know Iglesias is going to hit 400 at home, which he did this past year, which is the Mets' record. Like, there were so many things that... And it's never to diminish their season. This Mets season was special. Didn't win it. Special, fun, really riveting, and a really good one for you guys. But there, to me, it was still a massive sense of overachievement. Soto brings royalty. Soto brings juice. And Soto brings greatness. But if some of those other pieces take a step back, which I don't mean Vientos. I love him.
Right.
If they take a step back, which I strongly think they will... I'm not even sure where the Mets are at that point.
Okay, so then it's just a bigger question. Do you believe then in building a team? Like, do you think the Mets need a superstar or no?
They do.
Okay, so me too, which is why I want Soto. And it doesn't mean that they're going to win 110 games and run away with everything. Like, they still have to build a team. But to me, it all stems from that core.
Yeah.
You get Soto, the core changes.
And he's young.
Yeah, and
he's
I'm not, young. And I'm not saying just go out and get every big free agent. Like, it's going to be a combination. Maybe it is Soto and Adamas and Walker Buehler, let's say.
Ooh, Soto
and
for the Mets? Soto, yeah. Adamas, and Buehler?
Yeah, the Mets got a ton of money coming up.
Dude, if you guys had that offseason.
Well, Buehler's not going to get, I wouldn't think, a significant deal.
If
but anyway,
get Soto and Adamas, then that's...
Yeah, or whatever.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, now you'd be losing Alonso in that scenario.
Yeah. Would you really miss him under that scenario?
No, I wouldn't.
Exactly.
And that's why I want these guys. I think they'd be a better team. But it's also going to take that... Plus a combination of Acuna being good, Alvarez taking a next step, Vientos remaining good, Jet Williams or some of these young players that we haven't heard of yet coming.
Mauricio.
Like, Mauricio coming back.
Yep.
Yeah, like it's some kind of balance, especially when you get, you know, they're paying Lindor a lot of money. They're going to be paying, in this scenario, Soto a lot of money, potentially some other free agents. Like, you're right. It's not just a guarantee, but I think the Mets, to get to that Dodger-Yankee level, they need Juan Soto.
I get it. I understand why you'd say that. I mean, listen, before we get more calls, I got to do a little read here, right, Dovey? Well, what time are we breaking? We're breaking pretty soon.
Right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say
eight minutes ago.
I know. You knew Soto was taking us here. I think that it is pretty amazing. Like, for the Yankees to get to the World Series and for the Mets to get to the NLCS, both of these teams have so many unknowns.
Yep.
Think about the great Met team in 86. Like, we knew Darryl was back. Keith was back. Now, it didn't work out, but Gary was back. You know, Lenny was back. Wally was back. Darling was back. Ojeda was back. You know, like the great Yankee team. Bernie was back. Like everybody, Mariano, Pettit. There's a lot to be done for both of these teams. And one may lose their megastar. The other one might steal it. He might go to somewhere we're not even factoring in. But a lot of work for both these teams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.